Yes, sir. Hold one moment. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
First name is Jahn, J-A-H-N. Middle name is Christopher. Last name is Johns, J-O-H-N-S. ADC is 300213.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board member that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. So in phase one, we determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right. Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 9th, 2018, per the TAF GCMS lab report dated May 17th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of marijuana, THC, on or about May 9, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 17, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That is true.
Allegation number three is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about May 9, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
All right. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Johns, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated the term condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Mr. Canoe. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information, so stay on the phone there and I'll get right back with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Westby.
On August 25th, 2017, Mr. Johns was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 9th, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in UC custody May 9th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of August 24th, 2018, zero abscond days. Current convictions, 2015, burglary, third degree, two counts, count one, 2 years, count two, 1.5 years, 2015, organized retail theft, 2 years, 2015, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 2015, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. However, after his return to DOC on June 11, 2018, he received disciplinary for refusing to program. Under arrest, 2008, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2010, drugs, Arizona, juvenile probation. And numerous other arrests that are drug-related, however, all charges were not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G1B3.
Thank you, sir. say, Mr. Jones, we're going to do a summary of the case supervision. Okay, so, looks like on August 16th, when you were approved to reside at the Solution Bradford House located at 4210 North Longview Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Then on January 25th, 2018, you were discharged for a rule infraction at the Halfway House. Then on February 5th, 2018, you were directly put back to the Solution, but were moved to a different location at 4431 23rd Avenue, Phoenix. Then on February 9th, you were discharged for leaving the property. And on February 8th, 2018, on February 27th, 2018, you were approved to reside at Vivre Halfway House located at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, Arizona. So, then on March 5th, 2018, you were moved to another one of Vivre's locations at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. You were moved there to attend substance abuse treatment through the Behavior Modification Program, RCBM. But on March 27, 2018, you were discharged for leaving the property and not returning. On March 30, 2018, you were approved to reside at Abel's House located at 3045 North 6th Avenue in Phoenix. On April 18, 2018, you called your appeal and stated that Abel's House did not have a bed for you, and you had been staying at your girlfriend's house until you could try and get back into the Solution, who said they would take you back with the deposit. So on April 28, 2018, you reported that you were staying at Extended Stay America on North 27th Avenue. And on May 7, 2018, you were placed at MRC. And on May 9, 2018, you were discharged and returned to custody for violating the rules of the program. So, you bounced around a lot while you're out, and seemed like you had trouble staying places. You leave but not come back on time, didn't follow the rules. So you were looking for original gravity in Phoenix as a dishwasher. His last job on February 5th for attendance issues, so he didn't even go to work when he was supposed to as much, right?
I was actually, for the most part, yeah, I relapsed and started getting high again, and then my boss let me go for that. And she said it would be for attendance issues instead of for substance abuse.
Okay. So that guy, Steel Masters, decided to let you go?
Yeah, I told him I was getting high and I needed to try to find a stable address instead of bouncing around like I was. And they told me that as soon as I found a stable address and got clean, that I could come back to work for them.
Okay. Well, that's nice of them that they could be understanding like that. It sounded like your PO worked real hard with trying to get things stabilized.
Yeah, he did. I just got stuck in my addiction and couldn't get clean on my own, so.
Yeah, your task record, it was pretty poor. When you first got out, you had 4 negatives up to November, so 2017, so that's when you started relapsing around Thanksgiving, that time?
That's correct.
So you missed one just before Christmas, and it was downhill from there.
Yeah, I actually missed it because I was high. I just didn't want to go. And then, I was always pretty honest with my PO. He tried helping me out. I just got stuck in getting high, and I didn't really want it. It's not that I didn't want to stop. I wanted to. It's just I couldn't at that point. I was already stuck in it.
Okay. So this is a good example of when we try to convince a lot of inmates that appear before us when they, you know, can't follow the rule, they act like it's the PO's fault. But the PO's generally working pretty hard trying to help everybody out. And we're going to see you complete your community supervision and then they'll put you back in.
Yeah, my PO tried, he did very well actually, he tried to help me out a lot. I just wasn't really, I don't want to say willing because I was, but it's just I didn't take advantage of it like I should have.
They're on the yard you're in right now. Do they have Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yes, they do actually. I've been attending them since I got here back in my program. I got a 20-year certificate here with me saying that I've been in it. I just needed to get back in here. Honestly, I'm super thankful I'm here on a violation instead of new charges, so that way I can get my head right. I mean, I'm only here for a short period of time, but it's long enough for me to realize how easy it is to come back to prison and get high and get stuck in that cycle again, and I'm just thankful that I'm not here on a sentence.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion momentarily and make a decision. But before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If you'd like to give us any information that we haven't already covered, we just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
That's pretty much it. I'm just extremely thankful for the chance, you know what I mean? My PO gave me ample opportunity, I just didn't seize it, and I am where I am, and it's only for a short period of time, like I said, but it's still enough time for me to get my head right and realize that I'm extremely grateful for the short period of time instead of a new sentence like I should be getting. But thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We just ask that you remain silent. You can hear everything we have to say. And once we get a decision, I'll be back with you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, this is an unfortunate one, but Mr. Don's very, very upfront and honest about it, not making excuses. It never happened, and I do it, not trying to, you know, come up with 400 different reasons why it happened. But it also sounds like he understands that he needs to get his head totally screwed on straight before he hits the street again, and so there's only 2 months left on the sentence, and so I'm thinking that if he stays right there where he's at, continues with AA and the NA programming, and really works on it, it makes a good plan, by the time he's released in August, he'll be ready to hit the streets and be a productive citizen and not get tangled up with DOC anymore. When there isn't any discussion from my fellow board members. Okay. So based on all the information, warrant number 2018W1380, Mr. Don's testimony and information from DOC, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Don's as he was delinquent, violated term condition of supervision and had lapse and without the lapse and approved those for company.
Second.
Very agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canone. Then agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Don, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Don, you voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You only have 60 days, I think it's 60, right, at?
Yeah, it's at 60 right today.
And they released on about August 24, 2018. It sounds like you've got a really good handle on this, and if you continue with the AA and NA and those kind of things, those 12-step programs can be really helpful, and I think you already understand that.
Yes.
And make yourself a good plan, and hopefully you'll get that job back, and you'll be clean when you get out.
Yes.
And we do wish you best luck, and we really, really, really hope that you can maintain your sobriety and be a productive citizen and have a happy life.
Thank you.
All right, this will end your hearing, sir. Would you put the still feedback back on the phone, please?
He walked out.
Okay. Well, you need to go ahead and hang up.
Thank you so very much, and we're going to hang up, and thanks again.
Okay, you guys have a nice day. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.